If patriotism were defined not as blind obedience to government, nor as a submissive worship to flags and anthems, but rather as a love of one's country, one's fellow citizens all over the world, as loyalty to the principles of justice and democracy, then patriotism would require us to disobey our government when it violated those principles. And this week's opening quote comes from Howard Zinn. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, what an interesting world today, folks. Mass shooting in Orlando, Florida last week, of course. Another false flag staged by the government. So obviously a false flag, even more so than the previous false flags that we've seen staged by this government. It really is incredible how sloppy these people are getting. Of course, it's being touted as the worst mass shooting in US history, when of course such is not the case. There was, of course, 76 people murdered by government at Waco, Texas, though I suppose they were mostly burnt to death by government agents, so I suppose it doesn't really count as a mass shooting. And there was, of course, 250 people killed in a mass shooting at Wounded Knee when the US government opened fire on 250 Native Americans in the area. So, of course, it is not the worst mass shooting. The worst mass shootings have always come from government, and I imagine they will continue to do so. But, of course, this mass shooting has come from government as well. And it is so incredibly obvious that I don't know why anyone would be buying into the media propaganda that is being fed to the masses. Of course, many people probably are, but it is absolutely 100% guaranteed that this was a staged event. Just another attempt at getting people's firearms off them. Incidentally, I received a message from someone the other day who told me that the concealed carry permit has been cancelled in California. I haven't been able to confirm that, but if you're out there listening and you're from California, perhaps you could suss that out for me and get back to me and let me know whether the concealed carry permit has been cancelled in that state. And of course, there's been a massive push to ban guns and bring in more gun laws and gun restrictions in the wake of this. But folks, those who are speaking out to ban guns, they're not really against guns. All they are against is the citizens having guns. They are all quite happy for the government to have guns and to use them against the citizens, but they wish to remove the citizens of any way of defending themselves against the terrorism that is inflicted upon them by government. Because all terrorism comes from government. All of the worst crimes against humanity come from government. All of the worst shootings and the worst massacres and the worst breaches of law all come from government. So if you're speaking out and you're an anti-gun person, really you're a pro-gun person. It's just that you're pro-government extremism and you are anti any defense against government extremism. And that's really the bottom line when it comes to this, folks. I mean, one of the main activities of government is mass killing, mass slaughter, genocide, waging a war all around the planet and killing as many people as they can. And I don't think that automatic weapons are good, and I don't think anybody should have automatic weapons, unless, of course, their government has automatic weapons, and then, of course, the people need to have exactly the same type of weapons that the government has, because that is the only way that people will ever be able to defend themselves against government criminality. And that is the real issue here, folks. So anybody who is speaking out against guns in the United States as a result of this government-staged terrorist attack really does need to rethink the situation. Because the US Second Amendment is very clear, and the US Second Amendment is not about having guns for hunting, it's about having guns as the last line of defense against government. And that could not be more important than it is today. And looking at this shooting event in Orlando, Florida, folks, there are so many things wrong with it that it just beggars belief that people haven't noticed it. Well, I guess a lot of people have, but it beggars belief at how sloppy these people are actually getting. I mean, apart from the fact that there's a video footage of them carrying wounded back towards the nightclub, not away from the nightclub, but actually going back in the direction of the nightclub. So where are we to suppose they were carrying the wounded from? because it certainly wasn't the nightclub. But apart from all that, the simple math of the whole operation doesn't work out very well at all. I mean, a man walks into a nightclub carrying an AR-15 automatic weapon for a start and shoots 103 people in under 7 minutes. I mean, this is pretty amazing, folks. There are a lot of victims who were shot more than once, multiple times. Some victims were shot 11 or 12 times. I mean, think about this. If you're shooting that many people, 103 people in under 7 minutes, plus firing repeatedly into the air, according to eyewitnesses, nearly 1,000 rounds were fired. That's around about 30 magazines of bullets. And bear in mind also that there were around about 320 people in the nightclub, and only one third of them managed to get injured. It was actually put very eloquently by one blogger on Twitter who said, "So let me get this straight. One lone shooter in under 7 minutes reloaded his AR-15 30 times with 30 round magazines in under 7 minutes, firing nearly 1,000 rounds of .223 ammunition while in a nightclub surrounded by 320 people, managing to kill and injure one-third of them, then takes a three-hour break and then engages in another gun battle lasting nearly an hour in what was described as a hail of bullets with a SWAT team? Having years of experience with AR-15s, it would take me nearly 7 minutes to reload, let alone while having time to aim and shoot 1,000 rounds semi-automatic in between firing dozens of rounds in the air and screaming Aloha Snack Bar. Let's not even mention the fact that he managed to have 30-round AR magazines loaded and at the ready in order to do it in under 7 minutes. If he's holding an ammo can in one hand that weighs 40 pounds and an AR in the other, what was he doing? Reloading and firing with one hand at the same time? Either that or he had a tactical vest from hell that was able to hold 30 mags. Something ain't right." And that puts it very well, folks. And again, how is a person able to walk into a nightclub at 2 a.m. in the morning carrying an AR-15 and 30 round magazines? And not only those 30 round magazines, but apparently there was also a hail of bullets in the following gunfire that ensued with 9 police officers and the SWAT team 3 hours later. So how much ammunition was this man carrying, and how was he able to carry it? Was he wheeling a wheelbarrow full of ammunition or something? I mean, seriously. This is simply theatre for the masses. And according to one eyewitness, there were 4 shooters and there were also snipers outside. So something most definitely does not add up with this most recent and most sloppy of false flag attacks, staged again by you-know-who, the same criminal cabal that's in charge of all Western governments that stages all the others. All these governments are criminal institutions, folks, and it doesn't just stop with the United States. It can also be clearly seen on a worldwide scale as well. I mean, look at the United Nations, folks. Just last week, we had Israel appointed as the head of the United Nations Legal Council. I mean, how on earth could you not see that coming, folks? We have the one state on earth that is carrying out more crimes and is in more breach of international law than all the other countries combined, an utterly rogue criminal state. And this is who is appointed the head of the World Legal Council. This is right up there with appointing Saudi Arabia as the head of the Human Rights Council when Saudi Arabia is carrying out more human rights violations than any other country on earth. And it just goes to show what a puppet show this whole system is, folks, and what a puppet show the United Nations is. I mean, it really is a slap in the face for humanity, folks. It's like saying, hey, if you really think that we care about you, well, check this out. We're going to get the worst people possible and put them in some of the most important positions we can put people in, and you just watch what happens to humanity as a result. I mean, honestly, folks, how much are we going to take of this? What is the point of even thinking that we can get any justice from our politicians or from this legal system What is the point of even going and participating in the elections? I mean, there's an election in Australia being held soon. What is the point of voting? If you're an Australian, why are you going there and participating in this ridiculous left and right theatre program and just putting a new CEO up there, a new face on the coin of criminal corruption that controls Australia? Why are you participating in this, folks? You know, it's like walking through a door and there's a hammer there that bangs you in the face every time you walk in, and yet you continue to walk through the door, knowing that the hammer is there. What are you participating in this farcical political system for, and why are you thinking that you're going to create a better future by putting a new puppet in place and putting a new face on the same corrupt coin? It's an absolute joke, and it's the same in the United States as well. I mean, why would they think they're going to get a better country by putting a new face on the coin? And why on earth would they even bother participating in the American political system when you've got a career criminal like Hillary Clinton being allowed to run for president when this woman should be arrested and should be in jail? She is an absolute disgrace who, if elected to office, will create an incredible amount of global instability. She'll create wars everywhere she can. It will result in the death of probably millions of people if a psychopath like Hillary Clinton is allowed to get anywhere near the Oval Office. This should show people what a joke this system is. And again, folks, why are you bothering to participate? Let's just make a noise about this. Let's stop participating in this system. Let's organize a global strike for, let's say, April 15th, 2017. Let's do it, folks. Let's have a worldwide strike on April 15th, 2017. That gives us nearly a year to get the word out to people and organize it. Let's just down tools and say enough is enough and stop supporting this system. I mean, of course, there's plenty we can do in the meantime. I'm certainly not suggesting that we remain inactive until April 15th next year. There's a lot of things we can get involved with in the meantime, but I think a worldwide strike would be a really good thing to organise, and I think it would take a little bit of time to organise such a thing. So let's set the date for April 15th, 2017. I mean, we've got to do something, folks. We can't keep participating in this system. We can't keep funding these people. We can't keep going down the pathways and avenues that they give us and expect to find remedy through any of these mechanisms. These mechanisms aren't there to give us remedy. They're there to create red tape so that we never find remedy. You know, the legal system and the political system is there to protect the politicians and to protect the corporate system, not to afford any remedy for the people. So we need to step above the whole thing, folks. We really do. Do you know the FBI goes out and manufactures all of these terrorist events, folks? There was a news report in the Business Insider that appeared the other day that confirmed that most of the terrorist activity we see and most of the arrests that we see for terrorist-related activity in the United States are manufactured by the FBI. The FBI goes out and finds people who think radically, and then it infiltrates their circle of friends and it coaxes them into believing that they can actually make a difference, and then it supplies everything they need to go and carry out a terrorist attack and talks them into doing it and then arrests them before they carry it out. And these are people who would never commit a violent act in their life at all that are coaxed into it and entrapped by the FBI. And just so they can put out lots of reports about all the terrorist activity that they're curtailing and just so they can keep the private prisons full. This is the way this corrupt criminal enterprise works, folks, because that's what the FBI is. It's a corrupt criminal enterprise. It's simply another group of government henchmen that goes out and carries out terrorism and inflicts itself upon the public, the same as all of the other alphabet agencies, none of which are there for your security. They're all there for the security of the criminals in government and to create enough instability so that you actually think that you need the government there. That's what all these agencies are for, folks. They manufacture terrorist events. They manufacture social instability. They control the global drug trade, the human trafficking trade. Most organ sales, illegal organ sales, come out of Israel, controlled by Mossad, again, another government agency. They manufacture wars. They manufacture coups in foreign countries. And they basically create situations where they can control resources and exterminate as many people as possible in the process. That's what these alphabet agencies are for, And that's basically what government's main activity is, folks, around the world. All governments, their main activity is murder and death and mayhem and war and control of other people. That's what governments are for. Governments are simply the face on the control mechanism, folks. They are simply the CEOs that manage the corporate slavery system in each respective country. Governments are there to give people the illusion that they can make a choice by putting a different face on the coin every few years. But really, it's just one big puppet show run by international banking cartels. And it's time we recognize that for what it is and called it out, folks. And I've been saying this for many, many years, but really, you look at the world today, you look at what these people are doing, you look at the amount of terrorist attacks these criminals in government are manufacturing and the amount of laws they're introducing and rights they're taking away as a result. It's an absolute joke, folks, and they're doing everything they can to get tabs on people and to control people. I've actually got a friend in Australia who I spoke to the other day who told me he'd rung up the tax office to make a couple of adjustments on his business registration. And when he rang up, the automated message on the tax office phone asked him to please say the following words: "As an Australian, my voice identifies me." And so he hung up straight away, thinking that was quite creepy and that that was a subtle social contract that he was being coaxed into entering into without his full agreement, and he had no desire to do so. But that is the sort of lengths they're going to, folks. And honestly, if you want to give a voice recognition code to a government as corrupt as the Australian government, well, that is your decision, folks. But I would suggest that you would be safer supplying the information of what school your children were going to the mafia, than you would to be providing any information to a government as corrupt as the Malcolm Turnbull regime in what was once free Australia, but is now fast becoming a fascist nightmare. And honestly, folks, if you want to give these people information, you want to participate in this system, then it is your own freedom you are flushing down the toilet, and is your own children's future that you are participating in the destruction of. I think the best thing you could possibly do for your future and the best way you could interact with this government in Australia at the moment is to boycott the government and to boycott anything it asks you to do and to stand up and make some noise about the criminals that have taken control of the system. Now, criminals like Malcolm Turnbull, who is bombing children in Syria and removing your rights as we speak. And of course, the same can be said for David Cameron in England, who is bombing children in Syria and removing the rights from the people of England. And the same can be said for Barack Obama, who is also bombing children in Syria, having false flag terrorist attacks staged in his own country, and attempting to not only remove the rights, but also confiscate the American people's last line of defense. You know, they always said that if America was going to fall, it would be from the enemy within. And that is exactly what has happened to the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy has gotten in the gates. It is now in control of your government, and it is now attempting to remove the last line of defense from the American people and have them completely immersed into a slavery system which intends to depopulate most of the Western world. And it's time people looked at this and drew their line in the sand and stepped up to the plate to make a difference. You know, and a lot of people look at this and they think, well, what can I do? I mean, it's all very well to say step up to make a difference, but what is it exactly that I can do? And the first thing, folks, is to want to be involved and to get involved. You've got to get involved with the community. That's the first step, is to spread awareness to people in the best way that you can for the community that you happen to be in, because it's going to be different in every community that you are in. There's going to be a different issue that affects the people on the ground in that community. There's going to be something that they can identify with. You know, there's steps that you can take to form action groups and discussion groups and to take the matters that concern you to the local council, to the local government representatives, not with the view of actually getting any change from them, because, you know, you're not going to get any real change from these people, folks. They're part of the slavery system. All they're going to do is try to tie you up in red tape and inform you that your concerns have been duly noted and will be taken up at the next council and a vote will be taken and rah, 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 whatever else they want to cook up to delay the procedure and to prevent anything from actually being done. But if you ask the right questions in a public enough manner, you're going to wake up a lot of people around you simply by the response that you're going to generate in the local politician, because if you ask the right questions, you can put these people completely on a spot. You know, like asking them questions about the war crimes they're supporting, asking them questions about the validity of their legislation if it can be seen that they are supporting war crimes, and did you sign the AIPAC pledge? Because if you did, it would appear that you're in support of a state which is currently in breach of Article 33 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. Can you please show cause why we should not address this matter in order to determine the validity of your legislation? Because according to the Geneva Convention and international law and prohibitions that we have in place in this country preventing the support of war crimes, according to all of these things, your legislation appears to be invalid. So we need to address this matter. Can you please show cause why we shouldn't address this matter and why we shouldn't take the necessary steps to make sure that justice is served if it can be seen that the law is indeed being broken, which your presence here would indicate to be true? Ask a question like that, folks, and you'll see not only these politicians scurrying back under the rocks that they came from, but you will see little light bulbs going off in the minds of the people who happen to be attending the meeting. And you also see the other politicians take a little step backwards because they're going to realize that we can actually come for them as well. In fact, we can come for all of them and all of the corporate heads and the heads of all the media who supported these war crimes, and we can nip the whole thing in the bud and establish accountability for all of them once and for all. We can do this, folks, if we simply make the choice to step up and be counted and to do it. But we've got to make that choice and take those steps in our own local community. There's no one who's going to stand up and address this situation nationally for the entire country. It has to be done with every politician in every community. People have to get involved themselves, but first they have to want to be involved, and that is the first step to making a change, and that is something that we can all do regardless of the community we happen to live in. And honestly, folks, there should be no end of motivation for people to want to get involved in making a difference in their community. I mean, really, just look at the world that you live in. I mean, just pick an issue that you feel like being concerned about. I mean, if you're not concerned about them all, just pick one. You know, you could be concerned about GM food, or perhaps Fukushima, or perhaps the chemical spraying that's going on in the skies, or perhaps the nanotechnology that's being found in the food. Perhaps you have a problem with the vaccines and the autism that these things are calling. Perhaps your issue is the illegality of cannabis, the fact that it's killed nobody in all of its thousands of years of recorded use, and it can actually cure cancer and many other diseases, and it can also rid the world of some of the most pollutive and profitable businesses and corporations on the planet. Perhaps your issue is with the fluoride and the toxins they're putting in the food and the water, or perhaps your issue is simply the myriad of illegal wars and the bombing campaigns that are being carried out by government. Perhaps your issue is coal seam gas mining, the destruction of the water table. Perhaps your issue is the oil spills that we're seeing around the world. Perhaps it is the destruction of marine life that is resulting from the toxins and waste that we're pouring into the ocean. Perhaps the issue that concerns you is the education system and the rubbish that is being put into the minds of our children, the breakdown of the family unit, the common core and common purpose education which is training our children to be stupid. Perhaps your issue is the banning of organic food and the difficulty people have in putting in organic gardens in their communities because the government and council won't let them. Perhaps it is the banning of whole milk. Perhaps it is the loss of rights. There are so many issues to choose from, folks. Just pick one. But when you list them all like that, and that was just the tip of the iceberg, that was just what I could bring you off the top of my head without thinking about it. But when you list them all like that, you begin to see just what is happening and just what is being done to the human race, just what is being done to mankind, just what is being done to remove every ounce of dignity and every ounce of freedom that has ever existed for the human condition. There is a concerted attempt to remove these things from us, folks, and that constitutes an attack against the human species, and this attack is coming from our governments themselves, the very people that we employ to manage things for us. These people are fully on the attack against the human race. And most of these people are simply criminals and pedophiles, folks. That is the bottom line, and that is the sad truth of the matter. And if we're going to be petitioning these people and asking them to please be nicer, kinder slave masters, then we've got rocks in our head. We're never going to get anywhere by doing that, by taking that approach. What we have to do is to identify that we have a serious issue, identify that the world is run by psychopaths and criminals, and take the necessary steps to remove these people from power while we still have the opportunity to do so. You know, we have to face the fact that the human race is under attack from its own political system, folks. And the people, the criminals, the psychopaths that have maneuvered themselves into control of that political system. The world is run by a criminal cacistocracy, ladies and gentlemen. That is the problem. And until we acknowledge that and take the necessary steps to address that, then it doesn't matter what petitions we sign. It doesn't matter who we vote in and who we vote out. It doesn't matter what organizations we form, what movements we start. None of it will make any difference whatsoever if we do not first acknowledge the problem and take steps to address it at its root cause. Only then will we start to find remedy for this disease that currently ails the human condition. Because it is, folks, it's a disease. Both the psychopathy that the ruling hand suffers from and our willingness to comply to this psychopathy, our willingness to believe that authority is real. That is truly a disease just as much as the disease that is harbored by the psychopaths who rule the system. But I think we are at break time here, ladies and gentlemen, so I'll leave it there for now and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so in attempting to identify or locate what a solution may be to the problems mankind currently faces, we must first establish what the actual problem is. We must first identify the real problems and what is causing this schism in the human condition that we currently see. And what's causing it, folks, is government. What's causing it is the criminal cabal that has taken control of our governments and our failure to address things from that perspective. And so that's what we have to do. And I believe that there are mechanisms in place that we can use to do it. I mean, as much as law is fiction and much as the legal system is fiction, the fact that it is fiction and the fact that it doesn't provide us any justice can be shown to the people by flipping the legal system on its head and using it against the politicians. When we see these people backpedal and squirm as publicly as they no doubt will, I'm sure it will serve to awaken a great many people to the fact that, hey, the system is corrupt. You know, the problem at the moment is that so many people think that there is remedy to be found within the system. There's so many people that have faith in government to fix the problem. That's why they keep voting. You know, they see the issues that we face and they think that if they put a different face on the coin, then the new CEO is actually going to do things differently. But they don't, folks. They all support the same system in the end. And it's so rigged anyway that it doesn't really matter who you vote for these days, folks. They just put in whoever they want. I mean, honestly, unless you are there counting the votes yourself, trust me, they're going to flip it any way they want to, because that's what they do. That's never been more clearly demonstrated than by Hillary Clinton just winning the nomination for the presidential candidacy. I mean, there's no way that that many people would have voted for such a psychotic lunatic as Hillary Clinton, but here she is, wheeling her way towards the Oval Office in order to create a world of endless war and participate in the further destruction of the divine feminine. So it should be clearly seen, folks, that there is no remedy that is going to be found within the fractured structure of this political and legal system. You know, the only hope we have is empowerment of the people. The people in France are certainly quite empowered at the moment. France is in full-scale meltdown at the moment. It looks like it's actually on the verge of a full-blown revolution. The police look very nervous, and the people do not seem to be backing down at all. And as I said, folks, the police look very nervous because the police realize that once they push the people enough, if they do start violence and push the people, then this time the people are going to fight back. And it's going to lapse into full-blown revolution if the police do not break ranks and join with the people to start dealing with the criminal cabal that has taken control of their government, which has created the situation in France. Because the people have had enough. They've really had enough, and they're not backing down to the system. And it's a really good thing to see. I mean, I really would hate to see it lapse into revolution. I'd hate to see it lapse into something violent, but that will depend upon the police. It will depend upon the order followers, whether the order followers actually have the backbone to stop following orders and to do the right thing rather than to simply follow the rules that the psychopaths have laid out for them. It's an opportunity for these people to step onto the right side of history and to make this a bloodless revolution that simply arrests the criminals and gets them out of power and creates some stability in the country. I mean, that's what could happen from this, folks. And again, it is going to be up to the actions of the police, whether these people act according to their moral compass or whether they choose to act according to the orders that they were given and step outside of their moral compass and oppress the people the way the criminals have asked them to do. And that's really what it's going to come down to. But it's really good to see the people of France stepping into their power and standing up and calling things for what they are, and it's great to see them absolutely refusing to back down. So I would keep a very close eye on the situation in France, folks, because these people are certainly leading the way at the moment. Of course, we're hearing virtually nothing about the situation in France reported by the mainstream media, and why would that be? No surprise to anybody. They never really seem to report anything positive for mankind, but then I don't suppose they view dealing with a corrupt government as anything positive. They're, of course, quite happy to present you with all sorts of fear-mongering and every terror event that they can, and to inform you that you shouldn't go outside and you shouldn't participate in society, you shouldn't do anything except stay at home and cower and wait for the government to come and protect you. But they won't tell you about the wave of consciousness that is spreading across this earth and the amount of people that are standing up to the corrupt system, because they don't really want people to have that information. But we need people all over the world to stand up to this system and say enough is enough. It would be great to see the people in Australia stand up for themselves, and I really hope they do. Of course, a lot of them won't, because a lot of them don't know what's going on in Iceland, they don't know what's going on in Paris, in France, they don't know what's going on in other countries. All they know is what they're fed by the very, very controlled media and the very, very controlled and very, very corrupt fascist Australian government. And that's a very sad situation, but hopefully they will stand up for themselves soon, folks, because they certainly need to. They certainly need to, and they are certainly running out of time in which to do so as well. And so it would be good to see these people actually wake up from their slumber, shake off the fluoride consciousness they seem to have, and pay attention to matters of state. I seriously wonder how many people actually do buy into all of these staged terror attacks, though, folks. The same old boogeyman, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, you know, ISIS. When I see ISIS or one of these terrorist attacks directed at Israel, then I will pay attention. When I see one of these people go and shoot up Parliament House or attack a politician's house, then I will pay attention. But, you know, all they do is shoot up civilians, and they do it right on cue in order to promote whatever agenda the local government seems to be pushing, like gun control in the United States. How can we get gun control happening? Well, I guess we need to create a lot of gun crime so the people scream out for gun control. That's the way they do it, folks. We want to go and bomb Syria, but we can't. We want to impose restrictions on the refugees and close the borders in Europe, but we can't. So let's stage a couple of terror attacks in Paris and Brussels, and then we've got the ability to do all of those things. Hegelian dialectic, folks, they do it all the time. It's a tried and true method. It's always played right on cue, folks, and it always brings about more government legislation, and it always pushes the global agenda forward every single time. Now, people can't see the truth of it and wake up and smell the coffee then, I don't know, maybe the fluoride is working a lot more than what we think it is. But honestly, I think a lot of people are seeing the truth. I think that most people out there are actually aware that something is terribly wrong, that their governments are corrupt. I just think that people don't see it and don't realize how many people are waking up around them because the media never reports it. But it's like what's going on in France, folks. If people were to watch the television, they would think that there was nothing going on in France at all. But we all know that France is in a state of full-blown meltdown and that there is revolution and riots on the streets. So we know that the world is waking up and the world is paying attention. And remember what the saying always says, folks, the revolution will not be televised. And ain't that the truth? Because the media will simply never tell you what is actually going on and how people are reacting and how people are standing up to make a difference. But if you go and get involved yourself, I'm sure you're going to find out that there's a lot of people that are going to come and join you. And I'm not saying go and start a revolution. I'm just saying get involved in your community, start an action group, and start addressing problems at a local level. We all have the ability to do this, folks. And that's what the Full Circle Project is for. You can go and sign up to the Full Circle Project. You can create a action group in your local area, and you can start pushing things forward on the ground where you live. And when you do that, you're going to find that you've got a support group around you, folks. That's one of the best things about Full Circle Project is you can actually create a support group around you of like-minded people. And that's a very good thing, a very empowering thing. And I met a lot of groups while I was away traveling, and it's all been good for them as well. It's been very positive to talk to these people and very positive to see the difference that they're making just in their own lives, just from having a support group around them. So do get involved, folks. That's where it all begins, with you making the conscious choice to get involved. And honestly, it's the biggest nightmare for the system if you get involved and you get local and you get a support group around you. The system hates you having a support group. It really doesn't like people to connect with each other and to get to know each other. That's why they stage all these terror attacks at all these places, folks. That's why they bring in all of these drinking laws and all this sort of stuff, because they don't like people going out and socializing in bars. They stage terror attacks at sporting events and at nightclubs because they don't like people to go out and socialize with each other. They like everyone to think that there's a terrorist around every corner and that you shouldn't associate with your neighbors. You shouldn't get involved with any of these people. You just never know who's going to hurt you. And the only person that is your friend is the government. That's why they do all of this stuff, folks. They do it in such a way as to prevent people from connecting with each other. As I said, folks, when I see one of these terror attacks directed at the government or at Israel, then I'll pay attention. But at the moment, they are all directed at people, and they're all designed to prevent people from connecting with each other. Well, that's one of the things anyway. I mean, there's all sorts of things that go along with these terrorist attacks, such as banning guns and going and bombing Syria and all the other things they want to do. But they definitely would like to see all of the people in our society very, very distrustful of each other. They don't like people to connect. They want you to be scared of everybody you meet and too scared to go out and socialize anywhere because there could be a terrorist hiding under every rock or under every bar stool, and that is the mentality they are desperately trying to promote. And it's really obvious, folks, when you look at it, they're doing everything they can to prevent us from getting any social networking together, apart from Facebook, of course, where they can trace everybody, but they certainly don't want people doing any type of social networking on the ground in the real world, only on the internet in the virtual world, so they can track all of your movements. So, folks, that should be a bit of a sign for people, and, of course, one of the best things you can do is actually to go out and get involved and connect with the people around you. I'm sure that if you do this, you're going to meet all sorts of wonderful people and you're going to be very glad that you did. And when things start to get a little bit more intense on the ground, you're certainly going to be glad that you made connections with these people, and you're going to be glad for the support groups that you form now if you choose to do so. And I would suggest that this is something that everybody really does need to do. There's a whole community out there, folks, and it's full of good people just like you who all want to make a difference and who are all looking for a way out of this mess. Sometimes they just need a little nudge, so why not go and give it to them? You know, just about everybody that you speak to these days knows the system is corrupt. They know that there's a terrible problem. Everybody you speak to is unhappy with Malcolm Turnbull. Everybody you speak to in England is unhappy with David Cameron. It's the same in the United States. Everybody is unhappy with Barack Obama. Everybody is disgusted at Hillary Clinton. People can see what's going on. They can see that it's a complete mess. And they can see that there's no real way through it by using the system. You know, we've got to start to rethink our approach to everything, ladies and gentlemen. We really do. I mean, that's what this time in history is. It's the time that we woke up. That's what I really believe is happening. I think it's a time when we have the ability to create any future that we want to create. But we have to shake off the fear that's stopping us from doing it. That's really all that's holding us back is fear. The fear of ever really exercising our power. You know, the fear of death, of course. You know, people are too afraid to stand up against the system because they're afraid of what the consequences might be in them doing so. Personally, I have no fear of death. You know, I'm here for a blink of an eye. I'm only here for a fleeting moment, and I think it's what I do with my time here that's important. It doesn't really matter how I leave this earthly realm. What matters is what I do with my time while I'm here. Sure, I don't want to die. I don't want to see a violent end. I don't want to see anybody meet a violent end. I don't want to see anybody die. I don't think anybody has to. I don't think we need violent revolution at all. We simply need to make a stand to show some solidarity. Now, that's kind of what they're doing in France. They're just kind of making that statement that they're not going to take it anymore. They're not wanting to be violent. The police are out there maybe pushing them for violence, but I think the police can see that they're in great trouble as well because there's a lot more of the people than there are of them, and they don't want to be out there beating up their countrymen, beating up their mothers and their fathers. And these are normal people that are out there protesting. These aren't young university students or anything like that that we get portrayed. You know, we see all this sort of stuff on the media. They always portray these type of protests as being university students and disgruntled youths and all sorts of stuff. But what we're seeing in France is real people, normal people, everyday workers from all different walks of life, young people, old people, middle-aged people, people from all over the place who have just had enough. And the police are seeing it and they're going, well, hang on, I don't really think I want to be attacking these people. Perhaps there is a reason why these people are standing up against the government, and perhaps things have just gotten a little bit too out of hand. Because in France, they can see that the people just aren't going to back down. And in that sort of a situation, you find that the police don't really want to escalate it into something violent, no matter how much the politicians are pushing them to do so, no matter how much their commanding sergeants and commanding officers are pushing them to do so. When it comes down to it, the man on the ground who wears the uniform and has to get out there with the baton and the shield, he doesn't really want to do it. You know, some of them do, but most of them don't. And most of them can see that the problem actually lies with government. And so that is a really important realization to be happening in the minds of these people. It's a really important time in history, folks. You know, if we can make a stand in solidarity and not let it turn violent, and we can do that simply by the strength of numbers that we have, and France has proven that to people, or it should prove it to people anyway, that they've been able to get there simply through the strength of numbers that they have, and they've been able to keep it reasonably peaceful. You know, all the violence has erupted from the police, as it always does, but when you have that many people on the ground showing solidarity, then it becomes very, very difficult for the police and the government to repel that sort of wave of people. You know, it becomes very difficult for them to stop the wave of consciousness that is growing and the wave of solidarity that people are showing, you know, because the government knows that they've done the wrong thing. They've overstepped the mark, and now the people are coming for them. And so they have to back down, and they have to at least try to appease the people. You know, I think they've pushed things a little bit far, folks, is what's happened. They've seen the wake-up that's happening, you know, the huge awakening that's been happening around the world for the last 10 years, and the government is bringing in all of these measures because they have to, because they have to try to quell this awakening that's happening. And the only hope they've got now is keeping it off the news, because it's happening anyway. The more they bring in to try to stop it, the more people they wake up, and they have overstepped the mark, and they're beginning to see that now. They've moved a little bit too quickly. And if it does make it to the airwaves or the media does start reporting the truth to the people, then it's going to go global very, very quickly. And that is a very, very frightening scenario for these people. They know that they've painted themselves into a corner. Their backs are now against the wall, and anything could happen from this point. So it's an extremely interesting time to be here, folks. And as I said earlier, I would keep a very, very close eye on what happens in France from this point on. The question is, of course, when are other countries going to follow suit? When is the United States going to follow suit? When is England going to follow suit? My Lord, how much are those people prepared to take? It would seem that they're prepared to take a lot if recent history is anything to go by, and the same with Australia. It would be wonderful to see the people of Australia follow suit and simply down tools and refuse to comply with their criminal government the way France has done. We've also seen incredible stands made by the people in Iceland. We've seen similar things happening in Greece. I think most of Europe is going to erupt soon, folks, to be quite honest. Apart from the refugee crisis, which has been forced upon the people, which is not really a refugee crisis, folks. It's mass migration by design, by Zionist forces, and all operating in perfect coordinates with the Kalergi Plan, written in the 1930s. But apart from the mass migration, the austerity measures and all of the things the government are doing to just push it a little bit harder from inside as well, they're really making sure the people are pushed from all directions. And I think they were hoping to be able to just stage these terror attacks and create this crisis and be able to use it as an excuse to bring in all of these austerity measures and bring the police state online. But as can be seen by the situation in France, the people are simply not standing for it. The people are not just going to go quietly into the darkness and back down the way the government would like them to do. They're actually calling it out for what it is, and they're standing up in defiance to the system, which is a really, really good thing to do. And I'd like to see more people following suit around the world. I'd like to see everybody stand up and call this, folks. It really is time to remove these criminals from power. I mean, we seriously have to stop being politically correct about all of this stuff, folks. These people are attacking us. The world is run by criminals. It's as simple as that, and we can't abide by their rules. Just look at this Orlando shooting. Look at what they've done, folks, and look at what they continue to do. And as I said, there's so many things wrong with that shooting. You know, it was reported in Australia and in England about an hour before it actually happened. Do you know they released a list of 23 of the names before they even cleared the gunman out of the building? They were releasing names of the dead. And this is unheard of, folks. Normally the next of kin are contacted before they release names of the dead. But not only that, they were announcing it on the news in London and Australia an hour before the event actually happened. I think one was actually announced an hour and a half before it happened. So this was a staged event, folks. It was absolutely staged. They even knew what the names of the victims would be before the event happened. They knew the names of the victims before they'd cleared the gunman out and been able to go in there and actually find the alleged bodies. So what's going on here, folks? This whole thing is such a scam, and it's another scam perpetrated by government. And these are the people that are running the world. These are the people that are telling you you need to vaccinate your children. These are the people who are sending your sons and daughters off to war and are bombing children in Syria. These are people who are supplying weapons so the Saudis can go and obliterate Yemen. These are the people who are financing the genocide and ethnic cleansing of the people of Palestine. These are the people who are putting GMO food all over the world and destroying our agriculture system and destroying our genetics through all of the stuff that they're inflicting upon us. These are the people who are spraying our skies with poisons. These are the people who have constructed an education system which makes children stupid so they can never stand up against the criminals in government. These are the people who are trafficking drugs all around the world, who are trafficking children all around the world so they can use these children in their pedophile activities and their satanic rituals that they get up to. These are the people, the lowest form of human being that we have on earth, the scum of the human gene pool that have risen to the top of the pond. That's the thing about scum, folks. It always rises to the top. And the scum has risen to the top and has taken control of this earth. And until we call it, we're going to continue to be exterminated, to be repressed, to have to pay to be alive, to have every single part of our lives controlled, and to be curtailed in anything we want to do, to be limited in any expression we want to have all of our creative potentials stifled, to be sent off to wage war after war and kill endless people, and have psychopaths like Hillary Clinton running for office so she can go and bomb countries and kill as many people as she can. I can just imagine her sitting there in the Oval Office virtually drooling while children are being bombed in Iran. This has been a wet dream of this woman for years, to bomb and kill as many children as she can. She's a psychopath. And that is the people that are running this world. And look at the psychopaths she hobnobs with. David Cameron, Henry Kissinger, Barack Obama, Benjamin Netanyahu, Merkel, all of these scumbags, folks, these psychopaths, these lunatics, these criminals, these sociopaths. And we petition these people and we ask them to be nicer slave traders and we vote people in and we vote people out. Why don't we just step away from the whole thing and step into our humanity and call it for what it is? Because if we don't, folks, if we're not prepared to do that and just call things out and stop all this politically correct rubbish, then we're just digging our own grave. We might as well go out and just hang ourselves now, or shoot ourselves in the head, or just hand our children over to the butcher as soon as they're born. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. I don't know, folks. It gets frustrating. It does. It really does, you know. You watch your brothers and sisters get murdered in a nightclub. You watch the people of Palestine get obliterated daily by the terrorist forces of Israel, and then you watch this rogue state get appointed as the head of the UN Legal Council. What a joke. What a slap in the face for humanity. You know, and then you've got all these ridiculously stupid politicians sitting there praising themselves on television, preening and praising themselves, and you've got these ridiculous brown-nosing lapdogs in the mainstream media fawning after their slave masters and promoting them as being such great people to the world out there, and supplying all of the other rubbish that they supply you with on television, and then promoting all of their rubbish in ads that they try to sell you and all of their consumerism. It's just a joke, folks. The whole world has gone mad, and if we don't stand up and call this, then no one is going to do it. We have to do this, folks. It's up to our generation to stand up and make a difference, and now is the time that we have to do it. I know I've been pushing this for so long, folks, but really, things are getting serious, and just look what's happening in France, and look what's happening in your own country behind the scenes. Look what this government is doing. Look what the government in Australia is doing. And if you're Australian, ask yourself, what sort of future do you want to have? Because if you want to have one at all, then now is the time you need to stand up and make a difference. Look, I think we're just about at the end of the show here, so I'm going to have to leave it here for now, folks. Also, for those of you who've been concerned about me here in the Amazon, everything's cool now. The invaders have gone. We are back in the safe zone. Everything is great. The invasion has been repelled and everything is back to normal. I'd also like to say thank you to all those who attended the Full Circle Symposium the other day as well. Unfortunately, I didn't, folks, because my internet connection went down and didn't come back on for about 4 hours. The joys of living in the Amazon. So I'll have to reschedule another symposium for another time, and hopefully I'll be able to attend this one. Also, thank you to anybody who is supporting the Crow House by subscribing to the Patreon account. That has been wonderful. Thank you for that support. I really do appreciate it, and it is very needed. And also, I'm sorry for the backlog of emails that I still have yet to answer. There's quite literally dozens of emails there that need my attention, and I will try to get to that as soon as I'm able. But thank you very much for all the kind words that you continue to send me. Thank you very much for the support that you've shown me over the years. And don't despair, folks, because we can make a difference. Things are not over yet. But that is it for me now, folks, and I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In Lakesh, my friends. In Lakesh.